You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, November 17th, 9:30 a.m. Kirk Park, just below Fern Ridge Dam. Crowded clusters of golden honey mushrooms sprout from the base of the contorted trunk of an ancient oak. Their dried, crenulated caps suggest fading decline. While most of the giant tree remains vigorous, a bulky lower branch has broken away, leaving a wrenching, hollow scar of rotting gray heartwood intricately carved with meandering tunnels by long-dead boring insects. A carpet of oak, cottonwood, ash, and maple leaves have formed a crunchy surface atop a slimy base of liquefying decay. A great egret stands thigh-deep, searching for prey in an adjacent pond. It steps so slowly that it does not disturb the surface of the water. Its spring-loaded head turns slowly sideways before darting into the water to snap up a tiny fish. This tall, stately white bird, with a cape of feathers that drape beyond its tail in the breeding season, was hunted to near extinction in the 19th century. In Oregon, Malheur and Klamath National Wildlife Refuges were established primarily to promote the protection and recovery of this species. A few spire-like cottonwoods retain some of their flame-yellow leaves, making them vividly conspicuous against a forest landscape that is fading into its winter hues of gray, brown, and evergreen. The tangle of leafless branches in the surrounding soggy ash swale is generously coated with a variety of bushy lichens and mosses. A persistent, cool, moist breeze hoists trailing garlands of wispy fishnet lichen and old man's beard into fluttering pennants. It is believed that these dangling lichens, found in northern forests throughout the world, inspired the tradition of decorating Christmas trees with tinsel. While days are growing shorter and the sun is lower in the sky, the leafless canopy actually allows more light to reach the forest floor. Increased light along with high humidity awaken a great variety and abundance of lichens, mosses, fungi, and ferns into productive growth. The hardwood forest has two seasonal aspects that alternately support two separate communities of plants and animals. As I follow a deer trail into the forest, my attention is drawn to a feeding troop of black-capped chickadees darting through the upper tree limbs, constantly calling to each other. These tiny birds with black caps and bibs, white cheeks, grayish back, and dark wings are perfectly adapted to survive in North America's boreal forests in both winter and summer. Biologists have found that in order to survive cold winter temperatures, black-capped chickadees are able to enter a regulated state of hypothermia, reducing their nighttime consumption of energy. They are experts at gleaning caterpillars, spiders, snails, centipedes, and their eggs from convoluted hiding places on lichen-covered branches. As I push my way deeper into the forest, several dozen of these acrobatic birds feed and shout all around me, unperturbed by my presence. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at msn.com.